This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the WAVES summit has highlighted India's creative strengths on a global platform. He said that today India is emerging as a global hub for film production, digital content, gaming, fashion, music and live concerts. He said this after inaugurating the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit, WAVES 2025, at the Jio World Convention Center in Mumbai. He noted that the global animation market has vast potential, currently valued at over $430 billion and projected to double in the next decade.
आज भारत फिल्म प्रोडक्शन, डिजिटल कंटेंट, गेमिंग, फैशन और म्यूजिक का ग्लोबल हब बन रहा है. लाइव कंसर्ट से जुड़ी इंडस्ट्री के लिए अनेक संभावनाएं हमारे सामने हैं. आज ग्लोबल एनिमेशन मार्केट का साइज 430 बिलियन डॉलर से ज्यादा का है.
Mr. Modi urged stakeholders to leverage this expansion for greater international reach. He said that WAVES is not merely an acronym but a wave representing culture, creativity and universal connectivity. Emphasizing the immense potential of India's creative economy, Mr. Modi stated that in the coming years, its contribution to the country's GDP is set to increase significantly. The Prime Minister said that WAVES is attracting global attention as artists, innovators, investors and policy makers from over 100 countries have gathered under one roof. He lauded the WAVES Bazaar initiative, saying that it will encourage innovators and creators. Mr. Modi said that Indian films are now reaching every corner of the world and today Indian films are released in more than 100 countries. Mr. Modi added that this is the right time to create in India and create for the world. He appealed to investors to invest in people, not just in platforms. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate the Vizhinjam International Port, India's first semi-automated port, to the nation today. Prime Minister reached Kerala yesterday evening for a two-day visit. He will visit the port's operations building and inspect the control systems. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government will not spare anyone involved in the Pahalgam terrorist attack. He made these remarks while addressing a gathering in New Delhi after unveiling a statue of Bodo leader Bodofa Upendranath Brahma and dedicating a road in his name on the occasion of his death anniversary. Reiterating the government's resolve to uproot terrorism from every inch of the country, Mr. Shah said that the fight against terrorism will continue and those who have carried out this attack will receive a befitting reply. U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth spoke to Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and expressed his deepest sympathies for the tragic loss of lives in the terror attack at Pahalgam. Mr. Hegseth said that the United States stands in solidarity with India and supports its right to defend itself. He reiterated the strong support of the U.S. for India's fight against terrorism. During the conversation, Mr. Singh told the Defense Secretary that Pakistan has a history of supporting, training and funding terrorist organizations. The center has cancelled the May 4 meeting scheduled with farmer unions after the Kisan Mazdoor Morcha, KMM, and Sanyukt Kisan Morcha, non-political, asked Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan to exclude the Punjab government from the talks. In a letter addressed to KMM and SKM, the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare has asked the unions to reconsider their stand. The meeting will be rescheduled after a response is received from the unions. In Uttarakhand, the portals of Kedarnath Dham are set to open today morning at 7 a.m. for devotees. Baba Kedarnath's revered Panchmukhi Chal Vigraha Utsav Doli has also reached the Dham. Accompanied by the stirring tunes of the army band and fervent chants of devotion, over 10,000 pilgrims have already arrived at the sacred shrine. In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Rajasthan Royals by 100 runs at Sawai Mansingh Stadium in Jaipur last night. Chasing a target of 218 runs set by Mumbai Indians, Rajasthan Royals were all out for 117 in 16.1 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.